You're hearing A Scandal in Bohemia by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Adaption by Glenn Carlson and Scott Crisp for One Act Audio Theatre.
To my friend Sherlock Holmes, she is always THE woman. I've seldom heard him refer to her under any other name. In his eyes, she eclipses and predominates the whole of her sex. I believe his feelings for her were as close to love as his precise and perfectly reasoning mind would allow. When this case began, it had been some time since I had seen Holmes. After my marriage, our paths crossed less frequently, but I knew he remained at our old lodgings, buried amongst books and instruments, alternating between cocaine and ambition. That he remained deeply attracted to the study of crime, there was no doubt. I often noted his name in the papers, associated with the cases abandoned as hopeless by the official police. One summer's night in '88, as I was returning from a call to a patient, I passed by the old door in Baker Street. I heard the strains of his violin, glanced to the open window above, and felt a keen desire to see Holmes again. A quick knock at the door, up the stairs, and I was in presence of my old friend. Hello!
Watson.
Good evening, Holmes.
Have a chair, will you? Wedlock suits you. You have put on 8.5 pounds since I saw you last.
A mere 8, I think.
Indeed. I should say your scales need a calibration, and in practice again, I see. This evening's patient was by the riverside, I note.
Ha! I should know better than to ask. But how can you deduce this?
It is simplicity itself. A gentleman walks into my rooms, smelling of iodoform, with a black mark of silver nitrate on his right forefinger and a bulge in his left overcoat pocket, where he has secreted his stethoscope. Watson, I would be dull indeed not to pronounce such a man an active member of the medical profession.
Bravo, Holmes. But the patient, surely...
There, inside your left shoe, I note fresh scrape marks at the edge of a sole. There you have attempted to remove mud, but enough remains to identify. By its grey colour, I can state with certainty that the mud in which you trod is composed mostly of common river silt.
To hear you explain it, it seems so ridiculously simple, Holmes. I fear my eyes are not as good as yours.
You see, Watson, but you do not observe.
Quite so, I am afraid.
Well, you've arrived at an opportune moment to engage in some observation. Have a look at this envelope.
It is addressed to you here. No note of the sender, no postmark, hand-delivered.
And the letter inside?
Ah, yes. They will call upon you tonight at 7:45, a gentlewoman who desires to consult you upon a matter of import and urgency to a great house of Europe. You are known to be trustworthy, this account we from all quarter received. Be in our chamber at that hour, and do not take it amiss if your visitor wears a mask. This is indeed a mystery, Holmes. What do you imagine it means?
I have not data yet, and it is a capital mistake to theorize before one has data. We must not be tempted to twist facts to suit theories. Now, apart from the message, what do you deduce from the letter itself?
It appears a man's hand. There is no signature or monogram, so he is being quite circumspect. By the quality of the paper, the gentleman is presumably well-to-do. The stock is peculiarly strong and stiff.
Peculiar? That is the very word. It is not an English paper at all. Hold it up to the light.
I see a watermark. EGPGT, the maker, I presume?
Not at all.
No?
No. G with a small t, a common contraction, stands for Gesellschaft, which is German for company. The P, of course, is for paper. Now the EG, that is the most interesting. I had to refer to the Continental Gazetteer for that. It stands for Igria, located in Bohemia, noted for its numerous glass factories and paper mills. So, my good man, what do you make of that?
The paper was made in Bohemia.
Precisely, and the man who wrote it is German.
Really?
Yes, note the peculiar construction of a sentence. This account we have from all quarters received. No Frenchman or Russian would have written that. No, only a German is so uncourteous to his verbs.
What else?
What else indeed? Who is this German who writes upon Bohemian paper and prefers to wear a mask rather than show his face? I believe we shall meet our mysterious letter writer now.
Shall I go then, Holmes?
Certainly not, Doctor. Stay where you are. This promises to be the most interesting. It would be a pity for you to miss it.